Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1653, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. My mother, or as to the facts stated in the affidavit, is true in every particular. Mrs. Minnie Wilson, sworn for the state. On the 26th day of April, 1913, I saw Mrs. Maud Bailey at 122 Wells Street, my husband's place of business. Mrs. Bailey came into the office and asked permission to use the telephone, and we told her she could use it. Whoever it was she was talking to, she called the Swift Soap Works, where she worked at the time, and she evidently told that person she was through with her money, for her reply was, I can't come up there, for I am sick, and I will send an order. And I said to her after she got through talking, what do you want to be lying to them for? You know you are not sick. And she said, I am always sick. A girl named Florence Ernest came into the store with Mrs. Bailey, and after Mrs. Bailey had talked a while, she let Florence Ernest talk over the phone, and Mrs. Bailey had a pair of new shoes with her, and while the other girl was talking, she, Mrs. Bailey, tried on one of the shoes. All this happened a little before 12 o'clock, noon, and then Mrs. Bailey went out of our place, and in about 15 or 20 minutes she came back and asked to use the phone again, and she called the Swift Soap Works and talked to Mr. Newcomb, and she seemed to be quarreling with Mr. Newcomb. She told him to meet her at 12:30, or as soon thereafter as possible, to meet the parade. I know Mrs. Bailey's general character or reputation. That character is bad, and I would not believe her on oath. Mrs. J. Arthur White, sworn for the state. I was standing talking with my husband, J. Arthur White, at the top of the stairway on the second floor of the National Pencil Factory on Saturday, April 26, 1913, the day Mary Fagan was killed, between 11:30 and 12 o'clock. I know it was that time because I came out before 12. While standing there, May Barrett came down the steps from the floor above and met Maud Bailey on the second floor, and they went on down the steps toward the front door. I immediately followed down. I saw them leave the office as I went down. Arthur White, sworn for the state. I was standing talking with my wife at the top of the stairway on the second floor of the